This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal Oil Corporation begins the distribution of half-filled LP gas cylinders from today to ensure a smooth supply. National Human Rights Commission urges government to adopt all measures to ease distribution of petroleum products. Probe Committee on Dhading Bus Accident submits a report to government. Recommends a mandatory rest for nighttime drivers and maximum time limit for driving. And U.S. issues 30-day sanctions waiver for purchase of Russian oil at sea. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Oil Corporation NOC has begun to distribute the half-filled LP gas cylinders weighing 7.1 kilograms from today at a price of 955 rupees. Issuing a press statement on Thursday, NOC on Thursday had decided to distribute the half-filled LP gas cylinders from Friday until further notice. The NOC clarified that the decision was taken to ensure a smooth supply of the LP gas cylinder by making the distribution system systematic. The ongoing conflict in the Middle East has caused impact on the supply system of the petroleum products and LP gas. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to adopt all measures to ease the distribution of petroleum products. A press statement issued today by the Under-Secretary of the Commission, Sam Babu Kaple, asked the government to bring anyone found involved in creating artificial shortage under the ambit of law. The Commission visited and monitored the Nepal Oil Corporation, Department of Commerce, Nepal Food Management Company Limited, as well as gas depots. The Commission has drawn attention to news published and broadcast in the media, stating that there has been a shortage of LP gas in Kathmandu Valley for some time, creating concern and fear among consumers due to situation arising in the Middle East and subsequent tension there. A probe committee formed on Dhading bus accident has suggested the government that it introduced provisions for mandatory rest for nighttime drivers and the time limit for maximum driving at a time. The committee formed after the Dhading bus accident occurred on February 23rd. Further recommended the government that it launch a system of exhaustion management for drivers of public vehicles. A bus heading to Kathmandu from Pokhara had made an accident at Hoisegowda Benighat Rodang Rural Municipality in Dhading District along the Prithibi Highway. The accident claimed the lives of 19 persons, leaving 25 others injured. The report prepared with the study for 2 weeks was submitted to Home Minister Om Prakash Arial today. The committee concluded that the driver lost control of the bus leading to its control. 21 Nepali citizens who were lured to Cambodia by various individuals and fell victim to online scams at illegally operated online scam centers and casinos there have been rescued and brought back to Nepal. They were involved in various illegal activities and staying in Cambodia without a visa. The 21 Nepalese were rescued with the initiative of the Nepali Embassy in Bangkok, Thailand, and the support of the Cambodian government, and were brought back to Nepal today with the facilitation of the Non-Resident Nepali Association Cambodia. The embassy has stated that efforts are on the way to bring back other Nepali nationals who are stranded or in difficult situations there. Air pollution that blanketed major cities, including Kathmandu Valley, for past few days has started reducing gradually. The air quality index had reached 178 till Thursday afternoon, and it has decreased to 153 this evening. Kathmandu was recorded the second most polluted cities in the world till Thursday afternoon. Director General of the Department of Environment, Ganaraj Subedi, said that air pollution has reduced today due to rainfall occurred on Thursday. Meanwhile, approximately 42,000 people die annually in Nepal due to air pollution, according to the Ministry of Health and Population. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budhathoki said that children under 5 years old comprise 21% of those deaths. Dr. Budhathoki added that the air pollution in Nepal is 8 times higher than the World Health Organization WHO standard. Nepal has been elected chair of the WTO Committee on Trade and Environment, CTE, permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations in Geneva. Ram Prasad Zaveri was unanimously elected for a one-year term at the General Council meeting held in Geneva on Wednesday, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The CTE is a standing forum for dialogue among WTO members on the impact of trade policies on the environment and impact of environmental policies on trade. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has implemented Gender Equality, Disabled Friendly and Social Inclusion Strategy and Implementation Project for the Forestry and Environment Sector. The strategy has come to implementation from February the 27th. Organizing a program today, Minister for Forest and Environment, Madhav Prasad Chaulagai, unveiled the strategic document. On the occasion, Minister Chaulagai urged to practically implement the recently approved decade-long strategy in all areas, stressing the need to make the gender-friendly workplace. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States issued a 30-day waiver for countries to buy sanctioned Russian oil and petroleum products currently stranded at sea. Reuters cited Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent as saying that it was a step to stabilize global energy markets roiled by the Iran war. Oil prices eased on Friday morning in Asia after the U.S. waiver announcement, which, according to Russia's presidential envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, would affect 100 million barrels of Russian crude, equal to almost a day's worth of global output. The move, the second significant rollback of Ukraine war-related U.S. sanctions in just over 1 week, was the latest attempt by President Donald Trump's administration to tame energy prices after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran paralyzed the shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Four of six members of U.S. military refueling aircraft crew have been confirmed dead after it crashed in western Iraq, the BBC cites U.S. Central Command. Rescue efforts continue after the loss of KC-135, it said, having earlier said neither hostile nor friendly fire were involved in the downing of the aircraft. The tanker had been involved in the ongoing U.S. operations against Iran and was one of the two aircraft involved in the accident. The second landed safely. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi province, as well as Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the remaining areas will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Oil Corporation begins distribution of half-filled LP gas cylinders from today to ensure a smooth supply. National Human Rights Commission urges government to adopt all measures to ease distribution of petroleum products. Probe Committee on Dhading Bus Accident submits a report to government, recommends mandatory rest for nighttime drivers and maximum time limit for driving. And U.S. issues 30-day sanctions waiver for purchase of Russian oil at sea. Well, End of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.